Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and hey, believe it or not, this is a audio file going out on the podcast help desk RSS feed. Imagine that. Haven't done an episode in however long. Let me look. I guess I did one a couple months ago. That was my talk in Columbus, but real honest to goodness episodes have been few and far between. I guess April 3rd was the last one, and the one before that was January 27th. Jeez, do as I say, not as I do. But I just wanted to make a quick recording here to kick the feed again and get ready to ramp up and start doing this a little more regularly. I know I say that all the time. As I've also said, I am very bad at schedules. But I do have some good episodes planned. Also, one that I am doing consistently every 2 weeks is Your Podcast by Blueberry. You can find that over at powerpresspodcast.com. And normally, my co-host is the CEO of Raw Voice and Blueberry, Todd Cochran. But this coming up week, you might want to get subscribed. Episode 34 is going to be a new voice to many of you. Dave Clements, who now works on the Blueberry support team, is going to join me as a guest host. So that'll be fun. But I do want to get back to doing things here. I have been posting blog posts from time to time over at podcasthelpdesk.com. So go check it out. Mostly rants and I don't know. I've been a couple anyway. So I will be doing that somewhat frequently, or at least once in a while. And I will be doing an episode of this show more frequently. You know, I say that all the time. Jeez. But I really do appreciate everybody staying subscribed, those that are listening to this, and those that are discovering this. This is not a normal episode, so go back, two, three episodes, and that'll be a more normal episode. But we're going to shake it up a little bit here. I actually have some interviews lined up, and I generally don't like to interview a lot of people, but I do actually have some interviews lined up sometime between now and at Podcast Movement. Actually, may end up recording one of those at least at Podcast Movement. So it'll be pretty cool. So please stick with me. And if you want to hear me on a more regular basis, of course, over at powerpresspodcast.com, subscribe to the Your Podcast feed. And why not subscribe to the PowerPress podcast feed as well? Mackenzie keeps her schedule as well every couple of weeks, so there'll be some constant stream of content about podcasting there. And also, I'm going to be doing fast food history more often, so fastfoodhistory.com. And Mike Dell's World, of course, I'll do that as needed. I did order some new equipment here, which I also am going to do a review of once I get it. But I'll surprise you with that. If you go listen to the last episode of Mike Dell's World, you might have a clue of what I got. But I won't get it till probably Wednesday next week. So I'm guessing by Friday I'll have another episode out using said equipment. And do my review of it, or at least the mini review of it. Lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff is going on in the podcast world. Be sure to get over to your Amazon device and sign up for the podcast help desk news skill. And on your daily briefing, you're going to get something from me once in a while. So go check it out. Lots of things, though. Like I said, Apple came out and suggested that they are going to require SSL certificates for, you know, HTTPS style secured RSS feeds. Right now, it's not a requirement, so don't panic, but it is going to be a requirement in the future. Or at least they highly suggested that. So that tells me that it's probably a good idea for you to do that. And I have lots and lots of ways of doing that, some easy, some free, some cheap. So I will definitely be doing an episode mentioning that. Google, they're coming out with a new strategy for podcasting. A rumor has it they're going to have an app for Android that goes to a new app called Google Podcasts, which is going to be a lot closer to what Apple does with their podcast app versus what they're doing now with Google Play. And if it tells you anything, Google Play podcast directory may be maybe it's not going to go away, but I don't think anything major is going to happen there anymore because Google Play Music no longer has music. That's right. Google changed it to Google Music, and it's a whole different app and a whole different program. So I have a feeling something similar is coming for Google Play Music Podcasts. Of course, all the rage is Spotify. You can get this show over on Spotify, although Spotify's been having some issues. So, you know, they're new to podcasting and they're not really all that good at it yet. So, cut them a little slack and don't worry so much about it. But, we'll see how quickly they update my latest episode here and my latest episode over at MikeDell.com, because, in fact, I want to look at that, actually. I'm going to bring up Spotify and see if they updated my Your Podcast episode that went out on Thursday or Tuesday. So I'd be curious to see if that has updated yet. But, sorry for this rambling episode, but it's kind of stream of consciousness going on here right now. With all this stuff, but a lot of people are getting fed up with Spotify. Spotify put a worldwide hold on adding new shows, which has been really hard to deal with as a support person over at Blueberry, because everybody blames us for their show not being in Spotify yet, and it's been 6 weeks or what so since they quit doing it, and they said it would take about 6 weeks, so we expect or hope that they're going to have something fairly soon. I guess I'm not going to hold my breath, but that's what they said. Let's see. Typing in a Spotify search to see if I can find anything. That's the other problem with Spotify. It's kind of hard to find stuff, but hopefully they'll get that worked out. Let's see. So, podcast by Blueberry. Oops, I don't want to play it, but it's probably going to play. We'll see. Boy, it's slow on this Mac. I can't really tell to see whether it had picked up the... it doesn't look like it's picked up much of anything lately, that's for sure. Let's hit that one and see what that does. Yeah, don't know. Anyway, I guess we won't spin our wheels on that. Suffice it to say, Spotify is having an issue, but if you want to get on Spotify, you have to be hosting at one of their partner sites, Blueberry being one of them, Libsyn, Spreaker, or I think Podbean, and there's a few others, of course, but you know me, I'd rather you do Blueberry, and if you want a free month over at Blueberry for anything we do over there, use the promo code HELPDESK. All one word, HELPDESK. Doesn't matter how you capitalize it, just use it, and you will get a free month. like I said, pretty much of anything that we do over there. So anyway, enough rambling here. I've almost wasted 10 minutes of your time. We don't want to do that. I just wanted to kick this feed and let you know that I do still exist and have big plans. I know, you've heard that before. Catch me later.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.